Now, oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're going through till we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors, and I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Time. my midnight's in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. It dries all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. It dries, 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 it dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
God bless you this morning. I'm pretty sure that you and many of you are getting enough and say, you know what, Lord, I'm not complaining. Amen. I thank God. I just thank you for everything that you have in my life and how you don't bless me. I thank God for it. Amen. And there's no sense of me complaining at all. Good morning. Thank God for each and every one of you that are willing to start your morning off. I consider it the right way. Amen. Putting things, my God, and putting things in order. And number one thing on our agenda, let's give God some reverence. Get some inspiration in you. Get some word in you. Because we don't know, you know, what today will lie. But one thing I do know, as long as I started out with the Lord, amen, I shall be kept. God bless you, our international listeners. It's a blessing for you. Listen, for our international listeners, starting today, 8 o'clock Eastern Pacific time. I normally don't bring individuals in, but we are family, amen. And now, you know, just laid up on my heart to make sure I have an invitation to extend it out also to our family as well. I will begin to process of teaching different ADMs and special ones and leadership. You're in leadership or going into a place to where you're going to start ready to get into an area to where you want to start working in ministry, working into the things of God. We're going to lay down this foundation. We're going to lay down some serious things, amen, and we're going to start this morning. If you want a closer walk with God, just a closer relationship, you're looking for that, we're going to start also, I'm sorry, not this morning, but this evening, Eastern Standard Pacific time, amen. And we're going to really get on and be blessing the Lord, amen. And it's going to bless your soul, and it's going to challenge you, it's going to stretch you. If you stay with us the full part, it's really going to challenge you and stretch you. It's really going to stretch you. I normally don't put this out over the air. I just keep this information contained, but I just felt as though, my God, that I'm going to send it out, because at the end of the day, God wants all of you, all of us all over the world is children and peoples of God. Amen. Amen. So, you know, and we just want to send this out and just want to bless God with you. And we just thank God for all of you all. Amen. And want you to come and be a part. Now, if you want to come and be a part, we're going to be on a different line. We're not going to be on the same line. Amen. United Kingdom. Amen. I just want to let you know we're going to be on a different line, and a line that you could also use. Phone number that you could use. I'm going to say it slow for you could really get it. Amen. It's +44. 330-998-1211. Amen. That's United Kingdom. And you got to have you need to put in an access code of 534606. And that access code is for everyone in international waters. Amen. So I want you to do that for me, United Kingdom. You could also put that down in there. Amen. Let me, and also our families and friends in South Africa as well. You have +27 87 825 0122. South Africa, that same access code that I gave United Kingdom, you could go ahead and put it down for yourself. And I want you to come on and be a part and be a blessing with us. Australia, I want to reach out an invitation to you as well. Australia, the number is +612 8077 0501. Australia, you could come on and join in and be a part of it. Be a part with us too. It's really going to bless your soul, and we thank you. Then our beautiful Norway, we thank God for Norway. Norway been with us from almost pretty much about the beginning, along with United Kingdom and other ones. So Norway, God bless you. Norway, the phone number is +47 5290 0671. Amen. And the access code again is 534606. Amen. So I want you to come on and be a part with us. Norway, Italy, amen. God bless you as well. It's +39055 464 0573. Amen. Access code is still the same. Come on and be a part of us in Italy. And one more I want to go ahead and put out there is France. God bless you, France. Amen. France is +337 5675 0000. Amen. And we thank God for France. Amen. And we just thank God for you all as well. So please come on, be a part of it. If I miss a country, and you want to be a part and these number wasn't working, please reach out to a pastor. Amen. You reach out to us. We're going to make sure we get you any information, because we want you to grow in Christ. I want to thank God for our new country that's been a part. I had to do a little study up on our new country last night and also this morning, amen, because I really never heard of it, but I thank God for them. It's country of Fiji, Fiji is in the ocean. It's a country of Oceania. And I thank God for you. You got some beautiful islands. It's an island out there in the Pacific, and it's a very beautiful place. Amen. So I want to welcome you, Fiji. Amen. Thank God for you all, and thank God for you all tuning in to ADM broadcast. And it's a blessing. Amen. And we just give God the glory for our international listeners. Listen, believers of God, before I bring up our very own mother, Jackson, amen. And also, I want to thank God for our United States of America. That's a blessing. Please, I want you all to tune in to here. If you are part of families here in U.S., you can just go ahead and tune in. There's no access code that you need. The phone number is just 385-799-9620. Amen. It's no access code that you need. And I want you to go ahead and just come on and be a part and tune in. It's going to bless your soul. Want to help you to grow. You know, this is one ministry. We just don't talk the talk and just throw things out there. We'll take people by the hand, and we'll start from the beginning, and we're going to take you to the finish line. Amen. Amen. So we just want to thank God for you all as well. So please join in and be a part of it. And it's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to come and join in to be a part. Listen, before I bring in our very own Mother Jackson to get ready to lift a prayer up before our very own evangelist elect Nita to come, amen, and move in the direction however she feels that the Lord is leading her, I want you all to keep our very own, amen, the Smiths, Pastor Smith, his wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, amen. I want to keep their mother up in prayer. Many of us, last week, we went through a whole week and whole series of prayer. I want you to begin to apply that, amen. I want you to begin to apply that prayer strategies, commanding our morning, begin to speak things in the atmosphere. I want to speak things in different areas. I want you to apply that and send it towards their Pastor Barbara Smith mother, amen. I want you to send it towards many of you probably say, Pastor Barbara Smith, yeah, you remember Pastor Smith, he used to be on the air before. They went off to do a calling that they felt as though that the Lord done called them and chose them to do. Amen. You know, they went off to walk into a calling that they felt as though the Lord told them to do. So let's keep them up in prayer. Keep the mother up in prayer. Exercise that prayer of faith and begin to apply that prayer of faith that we've been walking through the whole, all last week, everything, amen, and begin to speak it, and we begin to declare it, amen. We don't have to know what's going on and different things like that, but just know, just to call a petition and begin to send it and direct it. God knows what to do. He knows what you're bombarding about. So let's begin to apply the prayer of faith. Let's go ahead and operate in teachings and different things that we've been laid down. Amen. Before evangelists get ready to come on, we're going to call our Mother Jackson to get ready to go into prayer right after her. We hear evangelists. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you,
Father.
First, I have to give Christ myself.
God bless you, Mother Jackson. You will.
God bless me. God, we thank you for allowing us to be in the wonderful time, God. We thank you for sharing us and in the name of Jesus. Lord, God. Oh, God, we just thank how you just kept us out last night, God. Then let no harm or hurt come upon us, God. And that's enough to say thank you. That's enough right now, Lord, I'm shy to get to rise and begin to shake your stuff and say, God, we thank you this morning. Lord, I'm coming to the eye. You kept us, Lord. Lord, I'm going to say, don't you realize we were these worthy. I'm going to check it. I'm going to say, hey, Lord, God. But your love and your kindness, your mercy, God, I know the most you can pray, God. Oh, just how much you love us, God, in spite of our shortcomings, God. And almost Bless and Lord, say in your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. I just have every sick vessel in me this morning.
To you. It says, one day Elijah went to the town of Shunem. A wealthy woman lived there, and she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he ever passed that way, he would stop there for something to eat. She said to her husband, I am sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Let's build a small room for him on the roof and furnish it with a bed, table, chair, and a lamp. Then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by. One day, Elijah returned to Shunem, and he went up to this upper room to rest. He said to his servant, Gehazi, tell the woman from Shunem, I want to speak to her. When she appeared, Elijah said to Gehazi, tell her we appreciate the kind concern you have shown us. What can we do for you? Can we put in good word for you to the king or to the commander of the army? No, she replied, my family takes good care of me. Later, Elijah asked Gehazi, what can we do for her? Gehazi replied, she doesn't have a son and her husband is an old man. Call her back again, Elijah told him. When the woman returned, Elisha said to her, as she stood in the doorway, next year at this time you will be holding a son in your arms. No, my lord, she cried. O man of God, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that. But sure enough, the woman soon became pregnant, and at that time the following year she had a son, just as Elijah had said. One day when her child was older, he went out to help his father, who was working with the harvesters. Suddenly, he cried out, my head hurts. His father said to one of the servants, carry him home to his mother. So the servant took him home, and his mother held him on her lap. But around noontime, he died. She carried him up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and left him there. She sent a message to her husband, Send one of the servants and a donkey so that I can hurry to the man of God and come right back. Why go today, he asked. It's neither a new moon festival nor a Sabbath. But he said it would be all right. So she saddled the donkey and said to the servant, hurry, don't slow down unless I tell you. And she approached the man of God at Mount Carmel. Elisha saw her in the distance. He said to Gehazi, look, the woman from Shunem is coming. Run out, meet her, and ask her, is everything okay? All right with you. Is everything okay with you, your husband, and your child? Yes, the woman said to Gehazi, everything is true. It's fine. The rest of the story, it goes up to 37. When you get a chance, you can read it for yourself. But my point on just the first thing that I would like to bring out, the first point is the woman in the early part of the scripture, the woman perceived that Elijah was a holy man of God. Secondly, she spoke. We've been speaking about speaking, talking. Not what we can say, what we can't say. She spoke it to her husband. I am sure this man stops in from time to time is the holy man of God. Then thirdly, she acted on her belief, and they built the man of God a dwelling place in their home. I'm going to say that again. They went into action. They built the man of God. In the scripture, it says that they built him a room on their roof. But what the Spirit is leading me to let you all know that they built the man of God a dwelling place in their home. What is your home? Where is your home? Is your home your mind? Is your home your heart? What is your home? Because they went into action. They believed it. She believed it. She spoke it. And she acted on it. Okay, moving on to verse 18. The word that stuck out to me was, I can hurry to the man of God and come right back. The reason she was able to speak those words was because she had faith that Elijah was going to come right back with her, because he had already, I'm sorry, let me go back. The second thing is because of her hospitality, God moved Elijah a prophecy. He spoke a promise to the woman of God. He spoke a prophecy. And we know that God, that prophecy was going to come to pass, because God's words never come back void. And this was proof of the perception that she had of Elijah, that he was a holy man of God. So what did she do? She moved in a way showing she didn't sit. She didn't just recognize that he was a man of God. She did something. Her rewards, her blessings, because of her hospitality, God touched, gave Elijah the word to let her know that you will have a son this time next year. Although the lady was letting Elijah know, don't fool me. Don't play with me. This is not something that I asked you. I'm fine with my life right now. But because of her hospitality, God blessed her. So when her son, who was in the field with the husband, it's in the scripture, when he said that his head was hurting, and the father told the servants to take him to the mother. The mother was there. He was on the lap, sitting with the mother. She was cradling him. She was rocking him and whatnot. And he died. Around noontime, he died. The mother sent for a servant to go tell the daddy to get a servant to get a donkey together so she can go. As I said, the words that stuck out to me, I can hurry to the man of God and come right back. And she knew that because of the faith. She had faith that Elijah was going to come right back with her, because he had already proven he was a man of God and that he was with God. And what God is doing right now to this woman, he's stretching her faith even further, knowing that God will restore the life of the son that he promised her, not Elijah, what God promised her. So as she prepared, as this woman prepared to leave, the husband questioned her, why today? It's not this, it's not that, but knowing, because she believed, because she received, and knowing who God was, and knowing that nothing is impossible for God, the only word she spoke was, all is well. And then once she spoke it, she believed it, she spoke it, she went into action. See, faith without work is dead. That's James 2:14. Her faith allowed her not to be moved by the tragic death of her son. Her faith overrode fear. Her faith overrode emotion in the midst of this distraction. See, in the norm, when your son dies, you your arms flailing, you everywhere, you all over the place, you crying, you know, you just, and some people even questioning God. Why God? Why me? This woman could have questioned God because, see, she didn't ask for her son. She didn't ask. The things that she did it out of kindness. She did it because she was making a place. She was building a space in her life, in her heart, in her mind, where God himself would come and rest, where she would be able to sit and commune with him. So with that being said, the entire time, I want to make this very clear. Through the entire ordeal, she never spoke of her son's death. When Gehazi ran out to her to question her, he asked, are you okay? Is your husband okay? Is your son okay? She could have started falling all over the place. She could have been angry. She could have been whatever. She was cool, calm, and collective. And she said, all is well. She never, never spoke of his death. She never said, go get Elijah. The son that God promised me is dead. He's gone. She never said that. She never mentioned. She never mentioned the fact that he was dead. Once she got in the space of Elisha, she did. She fell down. She went on the ground. She grabbed his foot. And because why? Because she realized that this is the man of God. This is the person that God spoke the prophecy through. This is the person that I need to speak to. No matter what, I didn't ride this way, cool, calm, and collective. I'm coming to you because I know that you are the person that can situation, because God resides in you, because his power is inside of you, because you see things. He loved you enough, he trusted you enough to tell me that the promise that he was giving me based on my hospitality. And she knew, because God was with him, that her and the power of God, that her son was going to be resurrected from the dead. She knew this. There was no reason for her not to. It was no reason for her not to believe, because God had already shown her. He had already rewarded her of the thing for the great thing that she had did. She built a room. She built a space in her dwelling place for God to reside in, for her to commune in. So when, after she got up and Elijah told the husband, he said, you prepare to travel. And then he gave him explicit instructions on exactly what to do. And in those instructions, if you read it, he told him, don't talk to anybody, move quickly, keep going. Don't sit and say the woman of Shulamite, her son died. I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this spectrum over him. I'm going to do this. Elijah gave explicit instructions on exactly what he needed to do. And Elijah and the Shulamite woman started on their way. And Gehazi went and did what he said to do. But the child didn't get up. He did not rise. He did not. He did not. And this is why, one of the reasons I feel that she knew that it was only going to take the act of God, the man of God, that God had already spoke the prophetic to. He said that this is why they had to sit, and this is why they had to go. And what we need, the beauty of this story is, for me, is building a place in your heart for God to allow him to dwell in that place. He allows the impossible to happen in your life. He stretches your faith beyond measures. He rewards you with blessings that you never asked for. She never asked for a son to be born. God said, Elijah, Gehazi, of God, realized that this was a woman that did not have a child to take care of her in her old age. Her husband was old, so they knew that something was missing out of her life. But because of her faithfulness, because of her loyalty, her being loyal, because of her act of kindness, Elijah didn't ask her to walk up to him and offer him a meal. And he surely didn't ask for her to build him a house. But she knew that she needed the presence of God in her dwelling place. And then she wasn't selfish, because they were in a little town. He was able to go, and if he needed to give prophetic messages, he was in a place to do so. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to sit and take the wealth that she had and pour into someone else. She didn't have to be a blessing, but she did. She did, because you know what? God was with her as well. God was residing in her as well. He placed it on her mind for her to be a blessing. And let's not forget the spoken words that she said. She didn't sit and start talking about, again, her son. She said, all is well. Why was she able to say all is well? Because, and why wasn't she shaken? Because she knew that God was right there with her. She knew it. He had already done miracle for her. He had already done the impossible for her. So therefore, she knew there was never a doubt that that God's resurrecting power was not going to bring her son back to life. The story doesn't tell about her crying and weeping and being sorrowful. But when Elijah went with the power of God and he restored her son, you know what she did? She bowed down in humility and great, being grateful that the promise that God had given her, he brought it back to life. I don't know what her situation was. I don't know why this may have taken place, because she trusted God that the promises was going to go forth. When God gives you a prophetic word from someone that you have tested the spirit, you know that they're doing what they're supposed to do. Their lifestyle is showing you that's who they are. Trust and believe. Once that word goes through, it's not coming back. Now, if you choose not to believe it, speak it, and act on it, then that's something that you, that's your loss. But God has already put it in place based on your faithfulness, based on your hospitality. So I'm going to ask you today, what has God told you, or what has God allowed, what has God told you that you haven't believed, that you haven't received, that you haven't spoke back into the atmosphere? He may have said and told you something and you decided that you want to twist what he said. You may have decided that you didn't want to believe on what he said. And guess what? You hindered, you stifled the power of God. The Shunammite woman didn't do that. Her faith was stretched beyond measure. Whatever your dead situation is on today, whatever it is, whatever God you have prayed, you have spoken to the atmosphere about, you have commanded, you have decreed, you have declared it, you need to trust the power of God. You need to believe in what God says. You can't sit and change his word when the situation that you have is not going the same way, the way that it's supposed to be. Don't sit and call your neighbor and talk about it. Don't sit and complain about it. What you need to sit and say, all is well, because we know that God is in control. When God said, when your situation is dead, when you going to the doctor and they giving you all the bad diagnosis and all the bad reports, what did God say to you? All you need to sit and do is sit and say, all is well. When you on the verge of being evicted, but God has told you that you're not going to, he's not going to allow you to be evicted. Instead of you getting on the phone doing this, doing that, because you're in a rightful place, it may have been a mishap. It may have been a misunderstanding. You may have got laid off of your job, something that you could not help. Instead of complaining about it, you need to sit and say, all is well. With this coronavirus, we here today. You on the line today. We've been in this thing for a minute now, and it's not going nowhere. Guess what? What you need to sit and say, all is well, because God has kept you, and you need to continue. If you have nothing else to say, if you just sit and speak the words, all is well, and you know that God is with you through your storm. See, that's the key. You have to know that God is right there, even through the turbulence. God is right there when you trip, but you didn't fall. God is right there when you're walking on water and somebody say, Nita, and you take your focus off. God is right there. No matter what the situation is, no matter what you're sitting and going through, no matter how bad it is, no matter what the naysayers say, what you need to trust and believe that all is well. What has God said to you and you did not take it and believe it as the Shunammite woman did? Whatever words that God is telling you today, tomorrow, and forevermore, if you are trusting and believing and you are acting on believing, you are speaking it and you are acting on it, God is right there with you. God is right there. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Are you seeking ye first the kingdom of God? Are you sitting and saying, while you seeking, all is well? I decree and declare on this morning that those that are living in a situation of doubt, those that do not have a belief, a faith, a trust in God, that he will move mightily over this land, over in your heart, in your mind, touch your soul, so you will believe that all is well. Over to you, Apostle.
Amen. What have God spoken to you? That's very important. That message or that encouraging word is very important, and that's a message and the word to where I'm talking about. That's within your relationship DNA with God. Space of God, I'm telling you, you want to come and join us in that evening time, because as evangelists begin to share this message, we're going to go a little deeper, and we definitely want to apply it into our life. Because if so many people know what somebody else said, they know what somebody else prophesized, they know what somebody else told them. But the question is, what did God say to you? We understand that what he said to many people in the Bible, you know, I understand what he told Noah, I understand what he told Moses, we understand how he talked to Paul, we understand these different individuals in the Bible. But the question is, what did God told you? Amen. Because what did God told you, that is what going to stick. Amen. And that's what you'll use, and that's a weapon to use to fight against the adversary. So whenever anything comes up, you can tell the adversary what God told me. You know, he told me that this is going to happen, and that's what I'm going to believe on. Praise God, please join us, my God, this evening at 8 p.m. On this different line. Amen. It's definitely going to bless you, my God, and we're going to be right back here this week at 7 a.m. Amen, and we're going to continue to bless you. Amen. We're going to do our part, try to push you into the things of God, into the place of God, and for your relationship to get stronger and deeper, especially if you're a minister or a leader. Amen. We're going to help polish you, help challenge you in all kinds of things. Amen. I'm telling you, it's going to really bless you, my God. Until then, we want to say God bless you. What did God tell you? I dare you to go throughout the day declaring and decreeing what God told you. Remember, let's keep that family lifted up in prayer. Begin to speak the prayer of faith and prayer of healing over the family. Amen. We want to sow them seeds, because we never know where we come into that place where we need seeds, or we need the same seeds we sowed to come back to fulfill in our life as well. Till then, God bless all of you. Amen.